They halted as Boabdil approached, and the grave bishop saluted him with the air of one who addresses an infidel and inferior, with the quick sense of dignity common to the great, and yet more to the fallen. Boabdil felt, but resented not, the pride of the ecclesiastic. "Go, Christian," said he mildly. "The gates of the Alhambra are open, and Allah has bestowed the palace and the city upon your king. May his virtues atone the faults of Boabdil." So saying, and waiting no answer, he rode on, without looking to the right or the left. The Spaniards also pursued their way. The sun had fairly risen above the mountains when Boabdil and his train beheld, from the eminence on which they were, the whole armament of Spain, and at the same moment, louder than the tramp of horse or the clash of arms, was heard distinctly the solemn chant of Te Deum, which preceded the blaze of the unfurled and lofty standards. Boabdil, himself still silent, heard the groans and exclamations of his train. He turned to cheer or chide them, and then saw from his own watchtower, with the sun shining full upon its pure and dazzling surface, the silver cross of Spain.